Please make sure you are sitting or lying down somewhere safe and comfortable, where you won't be disturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. And please do not listen to this podcast whilst driving, operating heavy machinery, or where falling asleep might be hazardous, like being in the bath. And so when you're ready, we'll begin. And begin by taking some nice, deep, comfortable breaths in through your nose, and hold each one for a mental count of three. And then just breathe the air very slowly out of your mouth. And as you breathe in, imagine breathing in calmness and relaxation. And as you breathe out, breathe away any tensions or stress that you may be experiencing. And just feel the physical body beginning to relax, beginning to feel comfortable. And I'd like you to mentally project yourself outside to a beautiful place in nature, your perfect place. And it is a beautiful, warm, sunny day. And you feel at peace and one with the universe. Imagine the warmth of the sun as it shines down over your body. And you're here, relaxing, allowing your mind to lazily drift and wander where it will. Imagine the sounds of nature that accompany any impressions that you have. Perhaps the sounds of waves, or maybe rustling grass, or a gentle flowing stream. Depending on where you are, you can enjoy these feelings of comfort and peace, of tranquility and serenity, as you allow yourself to comfortably rest and just quieten your mind. You're looking up at a beautiful blue sky. It's that perfect shade of blue that you enjoy. And bring into your imaginings a soft, fluffy white cloud. And it's coming your way, drifting slowly, languidly, down from the sky, like a giant dollop of white candy floss, or a soft, warm duvet. It's coming to you to take you on a wonderful journey, a journey into the realms of your wonderful unconscious mind. The cloud wraps itself around your body, enfolding you like an infant in its mother's arms, safe and secure, warm and comfortable. And strangely enough, it's such a soft, fluffy cloud, and you snuggle yourself down and relax even further as it carries you up, up into the sky. Now you feel yourself being lifted into the air on this beautiful day, feeling safe and secure, feeling content. Such a comfortable feeling, is it not, to allow yourself to be carried away on a warm summer breeze, on a day like today. Looking down on the earth below, you can see matchbox-sized villages scattered around, little valleys and hills, winding roads, and miniature rivers or streams. and you are lazily drifting away. Allow yourself to be carried away, feeling so safe, so comfortable, and so very relaxed. This cloud can carry you wherever you wish to go. So just think of a place where you'd like to be and feel yourself heading towards that place on this perfect day. And when you're ready and you feel yourself there, feel yourself beginning to descend, going down deeper and deeper and deeper, relaxed, drifting gently and lazily down to a comfortable place deep within you. And as you settle yourself down, the cloud begins to unfold. Observe as it detaches itself from you and floats into the air. And the cloud stretches out and floats a little further away. And see how the cloud is being blown away, dispersed. And all that matters is this wonderfully calm, relaxing feeling. As you're going down deeper now, deeper than ever before. Relaxing nicely now. Imagine now that you're walking down a staircase. And this is a staircase that you remember from your childhood. And each step you take down this childhood staircase will allow you to become more relaxed and more comfortable. But also you'll become younger and smaller. But you have an adult mind as you walk down the stairs. Maybe 20 steps down, 19, 18, feeling yourself going down, 17, relaxing more and more with each step, 16, 15, going deeper and deeper, 14. You can actually feel or sense yourself becoming younger, 13. Younger and smaller, 12, going down deep, 11, relaxing more and more, 10, remembering how it was for you when you were young, 9, just a small child, 8, relaxing more and more, 7, those stairs seem so much bigger now, 6, as you go further and further back in time, 5, and my voice is beginning to seem as though it's talking to you from a distance. 3. You're at the bottom now, almost. You can jump from the next step or walk down. 2, 1, 0. And you're now standing at the bottom of the stairs in a hallway. You're just a small child. Notice what you're wearing, how much smaller you are. Notice the room and the door. And you can smell food, which is being prepared by your mother or father or any other carers that you may have had as a young child. And you know that this is one of the scenes that set the pattern in your later years for your overeating. You're being called into the room for your dinner. And reaching up to the handle, you open the door and walk in. And the table is set. And your parents or your caregivers are there. And the place is laid for you. a plate piled high with food. Too much for such a small child, but you dare not refuse it. You are expected not to leave a thing, to clear your plate. And if you're good, maybe there will be dessert for afters. But wait, you don't want all this. At that time it was hard to say no. But this is your adult mind that's had enough of eating too much and eating the wrong sort of food. You're not a child anymore and you can say no. So you say it in your mind, loud and clear. No, I don't want all that food. Just a small portion is enough for me. That's all you want. You can't change the past, but you can change how you remember the past. And your thinking mind remembers well how to say no, I don't want all that food. Just a small portion is enough for me. That's all I want. Come back to the present now. And it's time for your weekly shop. And you're pushing your trolley through the supermarket doors. Notice who's with you and the time of day, the weather outside, and the layout of the supermarket. And I am here too, at the back of your mind, and you will hear my voice at the back of your mind saying, no, I don't need that. But my voice becomes your voice. And your voice becomes your thoughts and your actions alike. The first place you head for is the fresh fruit and vegetables and salads. And you put into your trolley what you need, really appreciating the lovely colours of that fresh, crispy food, selecting the best you can find, just how you like it. You select all the healthy foods, the clean foods, easily digestible foods, proteins, vegetables and fruits, whatever else is on your shopping list. Noting how you've only written down the things that you really need. And isn't it funny how you can forget? Just like you forgot the shoes on your feet until I mentioned them just now. You can forget all about that junk food, biscuits and crisps, chocolates, sweets, cakes and such like, because you don't want them, you don't need them, you forget about them, you walk straight on by. And if you happen to see anywhere else, you hear my voice at the back of your head, saying, no, I don't want them, I don't need them, and walk straight on by. And when you visit the checkout, you're pleased to see how little the bill is, for you didn't buy nearly as much as you used to. You bought the essentials, just what was written on your shopping list. Imagine yourself at home in your kitchen now, preparing a meal with the fresh produce you've bought. You take care in preparing the healthiest and most nutritional dishes, for you enjoy cooking healthy, colourful, appetising meals, and you're using a smaller plate now, because you don't want too much food. Quality is far better than quantity for you. And when you eat, you do so slowly, giving your taste buds a chance to really savour and enjoy this nice meal. You have a glass of clean, clear water before each meal, because this makes you feel as though your stomach is shrinking slightly and you don't need so much food. And you eat smaller portions of healthy, nutritious food, and that is all that your body wants. That is all your body needs. You enjoy a feeling of lightness now in your tummy, and this reminds you that you really are losing weight. You're losing weight and feeling great. Because you're eating smaller, healthier portions, you find that you have more energy, more vitality, and you begin to exercise more. You really enjoy using your body, and the more you use it, the healthier your body becomes. See yourself in the mirror now, having lost all those excess pounds, looking slimmer, firmer, toned, and glowing with health and vitality. Notice what you're wearing and how everything looks good on your wonderful slim body. Every day you're moving closer and closer to this new image of yours. Every day you're more determined and motivated to achieve your goal, a slimmer you. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your unconscious mind. They grow stronger and stronger every day. But now I'm going to count up to five. And your eyelids will flutter open, you'll be wide awake. On the count of five, feeling alert and refreshed, feeling good in every way. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes wide awake and have a little stretch.